As I was sitting with the prayers for the evening, one word leapt out at me. Tranquility. It is related to a word that I've been listening to a lot from a meditation teacher that I like. He uses the word equanimity often, by which he means very specifically, in this tradition, the practice of simply letting things be as they are and being okay with it. Not because it's good, but just because it is. And finding that place, that sense of spaciousness within, of simply being with that awareness of whatever is. That is equanimity and tranquility. It comes in this prayer, carrying out in tranquility the plan of salvation. That is not a word that immediately comes to mind with the stories that we tell, so many of which are about action. Think of all the action that was in the stories we read tonight. But as I was listening to them just now, I noticed that there was, in almost every reading, people were told just be still and wait and watch. So the Red Sea says, you have only to be still. The Valley of Dry Bones, there is no action but God's. God does the work. Jeremiah is saying, I am planting something new in your hearts. It makes me wonder if we've missed the point almost from the beginning. Whether it was from, really it starts with the Great Commission. Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel. Beautiful. To testify to what you have experienced. That's extraordinary. But that, as we know, that proclamation and conversion, especially once we were part of the empire, became a different kind of conversion, an expansion. And now, late in the game, at least of the first chapter of our faith, I'm kind of trying to maintain all that we expanded to, hold on to it. There's not a lot of tranquility in that. What it seems that God is inviting us into from the beginning, from the very beginning, the creation, is to see and know that whatever is resting on this sea of tranquility that is God. God isn't worked up about anything, and never will be, and never can be. It doesn't make sense in God, who is the ground of being. There's a theologian, Teilhard de Chardin, who talked about God as the Alpha and the Omega, the end of all things, drawing us toward God. So that all we have to do, really, I live on the river, watch it daily, is just float, just go with the stream, the power that is God's. For me, that changes so much the way, at least the call to the way in which I live in the world. It's not do nothing, but to rest on something which is everything. It is not a striving then, but an allowing. In a moment, we're going to renew our baptismal vows. One of the questions back when I was in seminary that really arrested me was a professor who said, question of baptism is not, have you been baptized? The real question is, are you being baptized? This isn't a once-in-a-lifetime event, it's a process, it's a way of being and becoming. Maybe it's an invitation in this year of loss, chaos, disruption, disequilibrium, to trust the flow, trust the process. Let go, let God, as our friends in recovery community say. And we can, because we are resting on this sea of tranquility. God is carrying out the plan of salvation, as the prayer says. Things that had grown old are being made new. Things that had been cast down are being raised up. Not by us, maybe sometimes through us, but it is in allowing ourselves to be carried and being curious to what's next. This afternoon I met someone, a parishioner in the church here, and we were talking about this past year, and she said, you know, this year has changed me. I was person I would describe as rigid, knowing what the answer was, knowing how things should be. And I don't think that anymore. I had to give that up. And what I found in this year is a kind of curiosity emerging. That when I run into something I don't understand, I'm less likely to say, that's wrong. I'm more likely to say, what is it? What's here for me? What do I need to know? What do I need to learn? That, to me, is a beautiful declaration, description of equanimity. Curiosity, kind of gentle curiosity and opening. None of us know what is ahead. But with that kind of openness, with that tranquility, with that equanimity, we will be the vessels of the many, the few of the many that God is using to remake the